Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Yitzchak Daf Kuf Yudam Beis 110B, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Kuf Yudam and Aleph. So the Mishnah went on into the Kosi Karin, so this potion of type of wine or beer which had certain herbs crushed within it. So my Kosi Karin, so what's this really referring to? Ask the Gemara. On Rabbi Yochanan, Laiti Maskal Zuza Koma Alexandria, that you should bring a zuz weight of Alexandrian gum, like the stuff from their tree. Maskal Zuza Gavya Gila, and a zuz weight of alum. Maskal Zuza Kurkuma Rishka, and a zuz weight of garden saffron. And then you should grind them together. That's what this is. Now comes the Gemara, goes and analyzes this further. Lizava, in order to heal a zava, meaning if a woman has an abnormal flow of blood, so if they want to heal them, so tlasa b'chamra, so this potion should consist of all three ingredients that we said mixed with wine, the lomiakra. If it's mixed with wine, wine is strong enough that it's going to counteract any sort of issue of not allowing her to have any future children, so it's not going to make her sterile. Lirokna, but if it's for healing jaundice, trin bit shichra, then you should mix this potion with beer umiakar, and then it's going to make her sterile. She's not going to be able to have any more children, but that's how you would cure the jaundice. Now the Gemara goes and lists more cures for Azava and goes on to a long discussion about this. So Azava tosu b'chamra of lomiakar, so we said for Azava, the potion should have all three ingredients that we mentioned on top, and also to be mixed with wine, so that way she will still be able to have children. Be'ilo, and if that doesn't work or you don't have that, Lysi Slasa, you should bring all three kfize, shakme, parsai. Kfize and Persian onions and things like that. Vinishlok, b'chamra, and boil them in wine. Vinashkia, and you should give them to drink. Vinemala, and say to her, kum mizovich, stop your flow, and then this will work to go and heal them. Another remedy for Azava, Vilo, and if this doesn't work, Losva Aparshas Drachim, you should sit her at a crossroads, Vilikninga Kasa Dacham Rabiyada, and have her hold a cup of wine in her hand, Vilese Inish Meachora, and then someone should come up from behind her, Vilivasa, and scare her, Vilemala, and say to her, Kumizovich, stop your flow. Okay, Vilo, and if this doesn't work, Lysi Buna de Kamona, one should take a fistful of cumin, Ubuna de Morika, and a fistful of saffron, Uvuna de Shalshalavna, and a fistful of fenugreek, Vinishlok Bechamran, one should boil them in wine, Vinashke, and give it to her to drink, Vinemo, and say, Kum Mizovich, stop your flow. Vilo, and if this does not work, Lysi Shisin Shie de Dana, one should bring them 60 clay seals of a barrel, Vilishpia, and smear them on her, Vilemoa, Kum Mizovich, and say to her again, stop your flow. Another remedy that's offered, Vilo, and if this doesn't work, like a pashtina, one should bring pashtina v'lishlok b'chamra and boil it in wine, v'lishpaya, and smear it on her v'nemel ha'kumizovich, and again tell her to stop the flow. Elo, and if this doesn't work, they say charnuga dihigna romisa, one should bring charguna of a romisa bush, v'liklay and burn it, v'lispa b'shachke dikitana b'kaita, and take its ashes in linen rags in the summer, v'shachke da'amar gufna b'sivta, and in cotton rags, you should have it in the winter. Now, another option, Vigo, and if this doesn't work, Lichrei Sheva Biri, one should dig 7 holes, Veliklehu Shabishta Yalda the Arla, and you should burn a branch of a young Orla wine, which hasn't been Orla, meaning it's within its first 3 years, and you should burn a branch of the young Orla vine in each one of them, Velinkata Kasa Decham Rabiyad, and then you should have her hold a cup of wine in her hand, Velokma Meha, and stand her up from one of the holes, Velosvaha, and sit her over another, v'lokmameha, and then stand her up from that hole, v'losvaha, and sit her over the other, v'akolchada v'chada, and each time she stands up, lemala kumizovich, you should tell her to stop her flow. Elo, and if none of this works, v'aisei smida, you should bring her flour, v'lischa mipalgalisatsai, and you should smear it over the lower half of her body, v'lemala, and say to her, kumizovich. Elo, and if this doesn't work, leite biasa dina misa, you should bring her an ostrich's egg, v'liklein, burn it, v'lisba b'shachke dekitna b'kaita, and take the ashes in linen rags in the summer, v'shachke da'amar gufna b'sivsa, and cotton rags when it's done in the winter. V'ilo, and if none of this works, liftach lachavisa dechamra lishma, one should open a barrel of wine for her sake. That would help. V'ilo, and if this doesn't work, linkit sa'arta de'mishtaka de'kufta de'kudna chivara. So what you should do is take a barley grain that was found in the dung in the feces of a white mule, inak dechadyom, if she holds it up for 1 day, paska treyom, and then her flow will stop for 2 days. Inak dechadyom, and if she holds it up for 2 days, paska tlasayom, and then her flow will stop for 3 days. Inak dechadyom, and if she holds it for 3 days, paska liolam, then her flow will stop forever, and she'll be cured from this zava. Then we said earlier, lirokda trin b'shichra umiakar, that for healing jaundice, what you should do is you should make sure you have the three ingredients we mentioned above, and you should mix it with beer, but if you mix it with beer, the beer's not strong enough to counteract it, and therefore it's going to make her sterile. She's no longer going to be able to have any children. V'ilo, and if this doesn't work, Laite Resha de Shibuta de Milcha. We're talking about jaundice now, so one should take the head of a salted Shibuta, which is a type of fish, V'lishlok B'shichra, and boil it in beer, V'lishtein, drink that potion. V'ilo, and if this doesn't work, Laite Monine
dekamtei. One should bring juice of locust. V'ileka monine dekamtei. And if there's no juice of locust available, I say monine de nikre. Then you should bring juice of a nikre, which is a type of small bird. V'le'ai le'vei vane. And then one should take the patient into the bathhouse. V'lishbein, smear this juice on him. V'ileka beban. And if there is no bathhouse available, lokme bein tanura leguda. One should stand him in between an oven and a wall and smear the juices on him over there. Amir b'yochran. Rabbi Yochanan says, arocha she'ichamemenu. Yikanchenu bistino. So if someone who wants to warm the patient, you should wrap him well in his sheet. Now the Gemara goes and mentions the time that this was successfully done. Rav Acha bar Yosef chashbeis, or Rav Acha bar Yosef had jaundice. Avadle Rav Kahana, or so Rav Kahana did this whole thing, and he was cured. V'ilo, and if none of this works, laisei tlasa kfize tamre parsiyasa. So what you should do is you should bring 3 kfize of Persian dates. So kfize is something which holds 3 lug. Utlasa kfize dekire denishkrufe, and 3 of these of wax that had dripped from an overflowing honeycomb. Utlasa kfize ahala tolana, and 3 kfize of red aloe. Velish kolone b'shichren, and mix them with beer. Boil them in beer. Velish day, and the patient should drink this. Ve'i lo, and if this doesn't work, so one should bring a foal of a donkey, and shave the middle of the patient's head, so like the opposite of a mohawk, and draw blood from the foal's forehead, and put the blood from the shaved part of the head onto the patient's head. However, he should take care of his eyes, make sure the blood doesn't go into his eyes. And if this doesn't work, I say Risha Debarcha Demanach Bikivsha. One should bring a ram's head that had been pickled, Velishblok Bishikra, boil it in beer, Velishde, and you should drink it with that. And if this doesn't work, Laiti Davaracher Chutrana. One should bring something else that is speckled. So what's this something else? So this is like a pig. We don't like to say what it is, so we just call it something else. So bring the Davaracher that's speckled, Velikre, and tear it open, Los Vealibe, and put it on the patient's heart. And if this doesn't work, Laiti Karki Mikasvusa Demesha. One should bring leeks from the middle of the row. And now we mentioned a time that this happened successfully. Haidu Tehaya Dechashbe. There was a certain Arab who was suffering from jaundice. Amrale Legina. And he said to a gardener, Shkol Kolimai, take my cloak, Vahavli Mishra Dekarte, and give me a row of leeks. Yahivle. So the gardener gave him this row of leeks. Vahachlan Yated Amrale. And the Arab said to the gardener, Oshlan Glimach, lend me your cloak, Ve'egne Be'kali, and I will sleep in it a little bit. Ikrach Gena. So he wrapped himself in this cloak and slept in it. Kad ichamam bekam. Then when he became hot, he got up. Nafal purta purta mine. And the cloak fell away from him in small pieces, and then he was cured. So this is Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.